Sin Lamed Zip Ches. Doyla Dishmoyle. He was born at the 8th month of the pregnancy. Or Safik Ben Shiva. Or even Shmoyle was a Safik. He was from the 7th or 8th month. Shalagonu Sa'ori Vitsipono. His fingernails and his hair have not grown. It's a sign that he's not fully developed. Also the Ta'atullah. He's Muksit. Aber immer Sheikha Allah bin Mikos and Mik Tzara Polish and Tzara. If the mother has a lot of milk and she wants to get rid of her milk, she could bend over him and have him drink the milk out of her body so that it would alleviate the pain. And if after you call the Haitha, the Yoda Cholos on the Tzara Haitha, she also could remove the milk that is causing her pain. But if she's doing that, she has to extract it into the garbage or into salt or soap or whatever it is. So it should be a melacha shem sif lagufa, otherwise it's a deraita of choyru. It says, miyashem evi avlash and ispaka machmas tzar leda. If some of the limbs of the baby are not in the proper place, slightly dislocated, you're allowed to put them into place. We're discussing if this can be done immediately after the birth or could even be done later. The night one can be make around this. Even if it wasn't done the first day, it could be done later on. If one of the vertebrae got out of place, if you're not allowed to manipulate the spine, because that's considered a type of bone of the rabbonim. If you mutter the kocho with godon, shaloi is atmo evar. You let it wrap up the baby so that his limbs won't get crooked. That if it was, when it was a baby, everything was in place, and then afterwards something got crooked, then it's also to wrap it on Shabbos. That's considered like some type of attacking. To put a brace on is not a problem because then you're not manipulating the body, it's just holding things in place. Shiv Yud Aleph. Nofla Olas Goren Havlad Mutavasum Estel Tokpiv Vasalka Olas Mkoyman Abishapon Meki. If something happened and something in the throat got out of place, it's causing you to choke, you're allowed to put it into place, even though you may cause them to man. Shimavad Adam, Sif Alas. Oysen Kol Tov Amidu B'Shabbos, Moilem U'Poirin, Moitetim V'Noisem Alav Kamon. Yeah, that's the event of the Bismillah, and you're also allowed to put different medicinal things on top of it after the bridge, which is not the Sakona, what was permitted.